Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
From humble beginnings more than 85 years ago, Mueller Incorporated has grown to become the leading manufacturer of steel buildings and residential metal roofing in the Southwest. Our company is still headquartered in Ballinger, the small West Texas town where it was founded, but we've grown to more than 30 locations. What has been the key factor in that growth? Innovation. At Mueller, innovation requires thinking outside the metal box. We always strive to be better than we were yesterday. By doing that, we've uncovered new technology and have discovered that strength doesn't come from what you can do, it comes from what you once thought was impossible. From simple barns to highly complex commercial projects, a Mueller structure is manufactured with longevity, durability, and customer satisfaction in mind. You can rest assured that your Mueller metal roof or steel building will withstand the test of time. Here at Mueller, we're making it better, we're making it stronger, and we're making it right here in America. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to get started on your Mueller project today.
Well, today's cattle markets continue to show significant weakness here in the feeder cattle. May feeders, which are the front month, are down 45 at 143.50. August, for the weakest contract, down $1.75 at 151.10. That closed near their low, and we've had a pretty significant sell-off here. Just the other day, the feeder cattle on April the 18th were 161.40, so roughly or a little bit over $10 sell-off here since the 18th, of 11 calendar days ago. Live cattle were weaker as well. We were down anywhere from about 5 in the April, which expired tomorrow, to 20 in June and 10 in August, so quite a bit of pressure there. Box beef at midday was 23 cents higher on the choice at 233.22, select up $1.17 at 220.58. There were 9,000 head in Oklahoma City today to be auctioned off. And we've been watching the live cattle managed money and feeder cattle managed money. Live cattle currently net long in the managed money, the futures and options, 154,550 contracts. That's a record as of the last CFTC commitment of traders report. Now, that's on live cattle. Feeder cattle, though, are about average here. They're long 7,603 contracts, where the record is more around 23,000, set back in 2012.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, May 2nd, to be seen on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It starts 8 a.m. Central Time, offering 37,600 head this go-round, 12,340 yearling steers, 6,000 yearling heifers, 8,500 weaned calves, and 10,000 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call us 800-422-2117.
Grain markets continue to be pretty disappointing here, with Kansas City wheat forging out new contract lows here. The July, which is harvest time wheat, got all the way down to about 396.5. So really disappointing there. That market's become oversold at these levels, but it doesn't look like the hedge funds are willing to give up just yet. Back in 2018, in August of 18, that market was up at 640. It's come all the way down to about a little less than $4 right now. So $2.40 since last summer. So pretty disappointing sell-off there. If you look around the world at different export prices, they've been coming down from their high set back in about that same time period. Slowly coming down. At the U.S. Gulf, the U.S. hard red winter wheat was $209 a ton. Soft wheat was about $194 a ton. Keep in mind that on top of that, we have to add freight to get it back to get it to the countries that really import a lot of wheat, like Egypt. If you look at where France is at, they're at $200 a ton for the same product. So we're not too far off. Russia and the Black Sea region is about $219 a ton. So cheaper than them, but we've got to pay all the additional freight to get it over there to that region compared to them. But those have been coming down really, again, since last summer. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether it's suitable for you in light of your financial condition.